want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And today is, I don't really know how this happened, but April the 27th is one of the most frequent birthdays. It is the most frequent birthday out of all of the 365, 366, depending upon the year, days of the year. There have been more people who have attended Merritt Assembly of God on a regular basis through the years whose birthday was April the 27th than any other day. And I know that that doesn't have any significance to you, but it does for me. A lot of my favorite people have birthdays today. So happy birthday to you and you and you and you and you and you and you. There's a lot of people out there that I know and love that today is their birthday. And so we pray that you are having a wonderful, wonderful day of celebration. So I'd like to start off today by saying thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a family-owned business. They're located here in Brevard County, Merritt Island specifically. And their service area covers all of Brevard County. They have a full array of products. They have products that they can bring to your place, or they have Space Coast Nursery at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, where you can go and look at the plants. You can pick them out and see what they have to offer. Their inventory is available for you to replace those cold damaged plants that may not have survived. They have a full array of products. They do paver stones, they do artificial turf, they do putting greens, they do drain installation and management, they do landscape lighting, water features, landscape repairs. They have a tremendous array of services. They've laid sod for me at my house. They redesigned the church, the east side of our property. You can see a putting green. If you come to Merritt Assembly of God, you can see the putting green. They do all that because they're passionate about what they do, and they want to transform your outdoor area into a place your family will treasure. You'll want to spend time there. And their phone number is 321-749-1432. Space Coast Nursery, they're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. I first met Dan and his team because I was looking for work done at my house, and called several people that I found recommended on social media. And he was the last one that had showed up. But when he showed up at my door, he said, I know who you are. You're from the Refresh radio program. And he has gone above and beyond the call of duty in every project that we have ever had done. So they have helped us with our irrigation system. They've helped us with our getting the rust out of our sprinkler system at the church. They have such a wide array of expertise that, man, I am so thankful for them. Not only are they skilled there, they love Jesus, and they believe in the Refresh radio program, and they also believe in WMIE. Today is WMIE's spring fundraiser. Starts today, goes for the next 2 weeks. They're trying to raise $40,000 so that all of the operational needs could be met for the next 6 months. Treasure Your Landscape, Dan, Treasure, y'all are a blessing. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Today, we're going to go to Luke chapter 15 again. We have transitioned from moving or from discussing the younger son to now we're discussing the older son. And, you know, not only in this story does the older son get last mention, but a lot of people don't even discuss him when they're talking about the lost items in Luke chapter 15. The oldest son, the oldest brother, was lost in his relationship with the father, and he never left the house. So that's a very important thing. So let me read verses 25 through 32, and we will get back into it. It says, "Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" So if you remember, the older brother comes home, comes out of the field, comes from fulfilling his duties, and finds this tremendous celebration going on. He's asked his servant, "Hey, what's going on?" And he tells him, "Your brother has come, and your father has received him safe and sound, and your father's killed the fatted calf." We talked a little bit about that act of receiving. That was what we ended up with on Friday. And when the father received him, it says that he received him safe and sound. That word has to do with the word from which we get hygiene. It means that he received him in a healthy state, and it was a state of wellness of soul. Did you know that you can be healthy physically, but you could be really, really sick in your spirit and in your soul? Those two things do not necessarily indicate that there is a condition of health in all of the areas of your life. You can be tremendously healthy in your spirit. You can be sick in your body. And you can be sick, and there is a myriad of different things. You can be well intellectually, but you may not be well emotionally. And the condition that this younger son found himself in was a desperate condition. You know, but prior to talking about this, we had talked about the Good Samaritan, how he found the person who was traveling the same road that he traveled, that businessman had been beaten and was wounded, was bleeding, was dying, and couldn't help himself, and the Good Samaritan was moved with compassion. Here, the father has demonstrated a great number of healthy inclinations towards this wasteful son. He had set the example, the relational example, with what he showed. If you remember, while the younger son was there, he said, "Wait a minute, my father treats his servants better than this. Can I start off today by telling you it's not just the words that we say, it's got to be the life that we live. I've been doing the radio program here since 2013. And I still remember the first time that someone recognized my voice that didn't come to the church. I still remember that. And I was very excited that meant there were people who were listening, but I was also very reflective, and it hit me, you know, not like I would ever tried to misbehave in public before, but it was a very sobering thing. It said, if people are listening to my voice, they need to see me live out the things that I say, so that there is a synchronization between words and actions. The father had been moved with compassion to run to the son. That means that he had lived with an expectation that there, that those seeds that he had sown were going to come back. He had been moved with compassion to receive him in a healthy manner, and he had been moved in his relationship to start to celebrate. And so the son is very angry, and it says that he would not go in. Now, let me talk about anger. And it is true that God created our emotions. It's also true that the fall impacted us not just spiritually, it impacted us physically. It also impacted us emotionally. And I will tell you that not all anger is created equal. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Jesus demonstrated righteous indignation. And many times we want to label our anger as righteous indignation when it actually may not be. The son's anger here is not a godly anger. He is not angry about the violation of God's authority. He's upset because he feels like he's got the short end of the stick. Let me interpret. He's upset because he feels like the younger son is being treated like the favorite. Let me say this to parents out there. Don't have a favorite child. Don't have a favorite grandchild. I remember reading an article, and it said, whenever you are dealing with people, they can perceive how you feel about them without you even saying a word. And so if there's, if you have a favorite, see, that didn't work out well for Jacob. Jacob had a favorite wife. By the way, I have a favorite wife, but she's the only wife I've got. And she is the love of my life. And, you know, I told you not too long ago about my mother passing away. And I do remember at her memorial service talking about that my dad was the love of her life. But on the day that she passed away, she said yes to the lover of her eternity. And that was Jesus. When Jesus calls us into his presence, that is not a bad thing. That's a wonderful thing. And we need to say yes and be excited about that yes just as much as we are any other thing that God asks us to do. So when God tells us to rest, we're excited that he wants us to rest in his presence. When he calls us to give, we're excited that he has called us to give. It is compliance with the Father's plan that gets us so excited, because his plans are perfect. So the righteous, or the older son here, is not exhibiting righteous indignation. He's mad. He's mad because of how well this prodigal, wasteful son has been. And, you know, it doesn't say this in the scripture, but this older son may have had to work harder to make up for the lack of the presence of the younger son. Because here's the reality. Whenever someone doesn't show up for work, someone else has to step up and fill that void. And so he's angry, and it says he would not go in. It didn't say he couldn't. It doesn't say that the door wasn't open. It says he would not go in. And that means it was a matter of will. It's a matter of will. There's a lot of times that people say they can't believe something, but a more accurate statement would be that they won't believe something. There is not a shortage of evidence that Jesus Christ lived. There is not a shortage of evidence that he was crucified, not a shortage of evidence that he was raised from the dead. There's plenty of evidence, thousands of years of evidence of God's faithfulness to his word. And yet in 2026, with all of the technology, with all of the tools and even artificial intelligence who can help you in some search engine types of ways, with all of those resources, people still won't believe. I think back to my Bible college days, and that was a time when arcades were pretty popular, and in our school we had a few video machines, and we were in there, and there was a guy that was playing this one video machine. And while he's playing, we're having a discussion about Abraham after his wife Sarah had passed away, and he ended up marrying a lady by the name of Keturah and ended up having a bunch of kids, most of which ended up being serious problems for the children of Israel later on. But there was this guy in there, I don't remember his name, but I do remember that he did not believe that reality and was quite insistent that he was right, even though the Bible clearly said that Abraham had another wife. The problem at that point in time was he was refusing to accept a very simple fact. And so, you know, if you don't want to believe what the Bible says, you don't have a problem with me. You have a problem with the Bible. Here, this younger or this older brother refuses to go in and celebrate. I want to remind you about church. Church is a earthly template, an earthly example of what heaven is going to be like. It is a gathering together of the saints. Now, in heaven, it's going to be a perfect gathering. Here, it is an imperfect gathering. And it's representative of the Father's house. And the Father sets the culture of the house. So it was the Father's sons, it was the Father's house, it was the Father's possessions, it was the Father's servants, and somehow the older brother had deemed that he had the authority to conclude whether or not the father's behavior was acceptable. And so he would not go in. He said, I will not. And so he stood outside in a huff, and the father has one more act of compassion. Actually, yeah, there's a couple. The father leaves the celebration to go out and get the older brother. The younger brother had left the property, and the father would go and he would stand at the edge of his property and he would look off in the direction that the younger brother had left, and he was still expecting him to come home. But here, the father does not stay in the celebration. He leaves the party to go out because he doesn't just value the prodigal son, he also values the faithful son. And the second thing, and we'll talk about that more, is that he has a dialogue with him. He begins to explain things to him. And so as we get started on this discussion for a Monday, let's not withhold our joining in the celebration. If you don't understand something, continue to trust God, continue to ask God for an explanation, and he will explain it. And when the father comes outside, it says that he was pleading with this oldest son. He was urging him, he was imploring him, he was encouraging him. You see, this story in Luke chapter 15 is establishing for us the priorities of God. Unlike the things of this world, it is not about things. He who dies with the most toys still dies. It is not about duty. Duty is important. Things are important. But it's not about our service. We don't serve to be saved. We serve because we are saved. The important thing is the relationship with the Father. I'm just returning from a trip. It was not really something that was a convenient time of year for me, but it had been a little longer than I cared for since I'd got to see my dad. My dad had some health issues that started back around a little after Thanksgiving, needed a number of hospitalizations, and I kept saying, hey, do you want me to come? And they said, no, it's okay. And I said, well, I'm going to make a trip. The 2024, I got to see my dad several times, way more than normal in a year. I think I was out there three times that year for various events. And then in 2025 or 2024, we didn't get to go see my wife's mother. But in 2025, we were out to see her family twice. We went out there and saw her mother, and we were out there again when her mother passed away. So I wanted to go see my dad. And I will tell you, You know, you need to value those relationships as much as possible. And so I wanted to make sure that I went out there, not just, you know, when he was sick and in a hospital. I wanted to go out there and be able to enjoy the visit with him. The Father defines what righteous actions are, not our emotions and not our perspective. So if you are like me and, you know, your goal is to do the right thing as much as you can all the time, don't allow other people missing the mark to cause you to miss the mark because of your anger. You want to keep the same heart of the Father. If the Father, who was the offended party, could celebrate, then the older brother should also be able to celebrate. In fact, I will close with this statement here today. When the older brother rejected the Father's plans, he was being just as rebellious as the younger brother was. Rebellion has a lot of different forms. Pride takes on a lot of different forms. The Bible makes it very clear. The only thing that we can really boast about as believers is boast about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The same blood that was shed on Calvary washed away my sins. It washed away your sins, and it washes away the sins of the most vile sinner. And the truth of the matter is still that if you violate the commandments of God in one area, you're guilty of the whole thing. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's not be pointing the finger at other people in their rebellion just because they squandered things, while we are also in rebellion, not squandering things, but squandering time to enjoy the relationship that there's no substitute for. I hope you have a great relationship with God, and I hope when he calls us to celebrate, you won't refuse to celebrate, but instead you will make your way and say, if the Heavenly Father is rejoicing, it is time to celebrate. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."